I'll introduce the subject today. First, chapter 22. Starts in verse 20. It says, "It came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also bore children unto thy brother Nahor. Huz the firstborn, Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of Aram." Verses 22 and 23. Five other sons to Nahor, Abraham's brother. But I just wanted to focus in on verse 21. Father, we do thank you for your Bible. Come together each week, study it, say things in it. Sometimes it goes past us. So pray today as we focus. End of the book of Philemon. Names that are mentioned might stop and think by their freedom. Then, Father, as we do that, people always realize that you would use us. Realize life is really all about. Speak to our hearts. Rich came to me and asked, "What's the name of your message today?" Buzz. And he looked at me like I have a buzz going. That is the message, and I want to talk to them. You can see that their children, they're actually nephews listed to Abraham, brother Nahor. He had another brother, Haran, who died and left Lot without a father. So Abraham took Lot in and traveled under influence. Abraham actually raised Lot, care of Lot, that the Nahor list here of eight of his children, firstborn Huz, the lastborn Buz. And I want to talk to you about people in the Bible. That in our, we're actually studying the book of Philemon. And I lied to you last week. I wasn't going to say this, do an announcement. Last week I said we're going to wrap up Philemon this week. And I got under some conviction because right at the end of book of Philemon. So we're done here. Well, I'll remind you about Huz and Buz later. So come over to the book of Philemon. And in verses 23 and 24, there is five people mentioned. And rather than just read their names and give them an honorable mention in the Bible, I got under the conviction that if the Holy Spirit guided the Apostle Paul, not only to send greetings, things about those that they're there as just lessons. We learn from each other all the time. That's what the body of Christ, that's why coming to church is so important. It's not just having, not just studying the Bible, but how the Bible is working in the lives of other people, and you get under conviction about that. Like I just at announcement time, I talked about giving. I've learned more about giving full of our Grace Bible Church than I ever actually felt giving me. I've learned what giving is about by other people. So by you coming together, getting to know one another, has an influence on your life. And so when I'm thinking about these names in the Bible, I thought to myself, attention, that's all you're going to do? God, the Holy Spirit, put names down there. Maybe we ought to stop and consider these. So under that conviction, today we're going to study just verses 23 and 24. Of the book of Philemon, and later on I'll relate to you about Huz and Buz. So the five men that are mentioned are in the book of Philemon now, at verse 23. It says, "There salute Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, Marcus, Aristarchus, Lucius, my fellow laborer." So the Apostle Paul mentions those five men, and immediately he said about them. The first thing he says, "There salute thee." And that is, they're with the Apostle Paul. Paul's in prison at home. And it's amazing that he has so many with him. He has the same five people are mentioned in the book of Colossians, because when we first started, we realized that the church that Philemon's house is in the city of Colossae. And a different assembly, or an assembly that the book of Colossians is written to, those men are there with the Apostle Paul. So the greetings are not just to Philemon, also to Colossae, and are with the Apostle Paul in Rome and jail. Raising the liberty, we talked last week, studied verse 22, and how is it that Paul asked jail, how could he tell Philemon, prepare me lodging? And what does he mean, I trust that I'll be given to you? It took a lot of time to realize what was going on, perhaps in court system, Paul's mind, as he so stated at the end of the chapter. But still, he's in prison, and you know that from verse 10, and yet he's got these five guys, Colossians, more than these, that are with him. And from there, some are there, Apostle Paul, some there are dispatched by the Apostle Paul, other places. Some are coming from churches. Give to the Apostle Paul, that Paul's carrying on the ministry, and somehow Rome has given him flexibility to have all these visitors. How long they don't know, but sometimes got them at other times too. And so these there, and Paul says they're saluting. The word salute has the idea of sending. They're with Paul, and to the Colossians, and things that Paul will say, in Colossians, things Paul says about them. So we're going to study 5 minutes what our study is. So notice in the first one, salute thee, Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus. So we studied Epaphras because we start realizing Philemon related to the book of Colossians, started talking about Epaphras and his connection to Colossians. So what you need to do is you need to take your bulletin, put it in their Colossians, clean it, go back and forth, and read what's being said about each one and take note of that. So go hold your place in Philemon, Colossians chapter 1. Start in verse 4. Well, actually, start in verse says, give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, for your faith in Christ and love to all the saints, for the hope that is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you. They heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow, who was for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love. Epaphras went from Colossae to Rome to tell Paul how the Colossians were doing, chapter 2, and realized Paul's never. That church got started by other men. Perhaps Epaphras started. We know that he's called a faithful minister of Jesus. Darkest. Also. But anyhow, Epaphras is there. He's called a faithful minister of Christ, and he's a minister to them, so he might be the one who actually started the church, involved in the church. So he's first called a fellow prisoner. Book of so somehow you got to think about. He leaves Colossae, he goes to Rome. No, he's in jail with Paul. How it happened? No connection. I don't know. Paul calls him a fellow prisoner. So he lost his freedom there, and he's there with the Apostle Paul. But Paul also called him a fellow servant. And so, verse 7, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. Not only a fellow prisoner, a fellow servant, and a faithful minister. So he joined the ministry and he knows what service is. In fact, if you look at chapter 4 of Colossians, and look at verse 12, there's something else said. Says, Epaphras, who is one of you, Epaphras, one of you, servant of Christ, saluted always fervently for you, that ye might stand perfect and complete all the will. Now this is not only, but here is a fervent prayer of a righteous. Fervent, not just casual prayer, by laboring prayer, Washington. Two, jail. He can't go back and minister to them because you're in jail, doesn't mean. I'll tell you, older Lord, who were so old that couldn't come to church, up, always. That not only a lot to me, but that realized does come in fellowship. Pray. So where you're at, you can pray. Here this man is laboring fervently for you and specifically notice what he's laboring for, that ye may stand perfect all the will of God. There is no minister would bless for them to stand perfect all the will of God. Now hopefully by how it is perfect as all scripture by profitable doctrine, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully all good works. The Bible that gives into our soul that perfects me. Sure, you're not a babe in Christ. If you're perfected, you're a mature saint. And what a mature does, he starts doing the work of the ministry, that praying that they might stand perfect, so that's maturity, and complete all the will of God. They're not lacking it. They're empowered by the word of God. They're informed by the word of God. They know what the will of God is, and they're fulfilling the will of God. And that little statement is just profound. Nothing more would want for all the people in his congregation. It's become my prayer that you would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. It takes some maturity, scripture, rightly dividing the word of truth, as we know, but to understand the Bible and let that Bible start working in you to do will and to do of God's good pleasure. So this is the kind of minister that he is, fellow worker. And there's also another thing said about him. It says, for I bear him record that he hath a great deal to you and them that are in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. So this guy, as a minister, not just concerned for saints and Colossae, thinking about the other cities and how the saints. No city. This man really has, and talks about zeal there, so he has a great zeal for other churches. Well, quite a testimony left behind concerning Epaphras. Now, in our study of Philemon, learned about Epaphras, 23, and then if you're looking at Philemon, verse 24, it says, Marcus, Aristarchus, Lucius, my fellow laborers. Now it takes four men that are linked together, Mark and Aristarchus and Lucius, Luke. They are all labeled together as fellow laborers. So those men are there. We're going to take Mark first in that list. included, of course, in that list. And Washington, back to 4. Something else about those not all four, three of those men. In verse 10, Mark 4, Washington says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salute you. And Marcus, son Barnabas, touching whom the commandments, if he come to you, receive him. And Jesus called Justice, who are of the circumcision. Only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which hath been comfort unto me. Now there's a couple things said there, and that is, first of all, that Aristarchus, Marcus, Justice, they are of the circumcision. The other thing is, they're called fellow workers. Paul called them fellow laborers. Now there is a difference. Thessalonians 1 talks about work of faith, work of love, Christ. So you have work of faith. Studying the Bible will tell you work God. Love. So when you realize labor together, full labor, here they're called fellow workers, that these guys are so working. But the three that are mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11, they said, only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a separates them from others that are because that he mentioned, Marcus, and Justice. Justice. Those three men are of the circumcision. You have to study Paul's epistles to understand. He doesn't just work toward the kingdom of God to understand the Bible. God's reign is in heaven, established on earth. When God separates out through the covenant of circumcision, it is through that nation of Israel that all the earth is going to be blessed. All the nations. God has a program that his kingdom up here on earth. Now, when you read the Apostle Paul's message, God postponed it to Israel and turned to the Gentiles and called out, says, the church, which is, we're not the We're not the circumcision. We're the church, the body of Christ. Philippians caution by the purpose of the body of Christ is that God is going to take us off the heavens because that God is going to cleanse fully the heavens, the earth, because there's rebellion in the heavens there, and they're going to be cast out in the middle of the tribulation, and then Christ is going to cleanse the earth. And then Christ is going to come back and set up his kingdom on the earth. Before he even sets up the earth, we're raptured out together in Christ. Our purpose in the kingdom of God is the heavenly for the nation of Israel. Now, when God changed that program, there are some people, as you're reading their discussion, ones were Aristarchus, Marcus, and are of circumcision. That means they were part of the three of the 12 apostles of Israel that not only the 12 apostles heard and commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ and that out in part of the book of Acts till God interrupted and raised up the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9 out to the Gentiles. God's program for Israel will be fulfilled. For living postponed. So it's always been questioned at Bible conference. Think about Barnabas, Silas, Daniel, Paul, and people argue they become part of the body of Christ, or what we call, I call, kingdom. Well, the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. When kingdom gospel was preached, we're going to inherit the kingdom established on the earth. Christ is Messiah and became a part of the kingdom believers that Christ set up his kingdom with. When God, those who believe that, that's the circumcision believer. That's who Peter and them agree. Galatians chapter 2. Paul goes out, converts, includes now any Jew who was lost, now gets saved, become part of the body of Christ. Part of the program. And that includes Barnabas. The question, God then take those men and put them in the body of Christ. If God changed the program, Paul comes to Jerusalem, said to the apostles, they all give him the right hand. Go to the day to the. But that doesn't change destiny. It doesn't change hope. And if you realize God's doing something new and postponed what you were doing, when you say, well, serve God, maybe help Paul do what he's doing. And that's what he's saying. Helpers in from the helping. Apostle Paul, go out among the Gentiles. Silas was really important to that because the 12 apostles wrote a letter. And when they sent the letter out with the Apostle Paul, Silas went with them so that he could represent the 12 apostles and tell the Jews that are among the Gentiles, they agreed. Paul's now sent to the Gentiles. This message is okay. Our hope is saved by the Christ, a part of the body of Christ, hope, the heavenly. So anyhow, that's an important part of realizing who these men are and why Paul makes that statement in Colossians chapter 4, 10, 11. But concerning Marcus, come with me. Go there. Come with me. Skip one place. Come with me to 1st chapter. I'll just tell you what the other is. We'll eventually look at 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11, where the apostle Paul told Timothy, Mark is profitable. Now, when we did an introduction, we realized that studying Mark, episodes of Mark, Paul first apostolic launches out. Barnabas is with him, and take Mark with them, called John there later on. John Mark, Mark. He took Paul and Barnabas left on the apostolic ministry, took Mark with them, and Mark's purpose was to Paul. The Paul, Paul has kind of, I think, high problem. Way. Apostle. Well, they first went to the island of Cyprus, Mark grew up. So they covered the whole island of Cyprus. Problem. When they left Cyprus, came to call Asia Minor there, now bottom southern part of it. They went there, Mark says, hope, oh, no more. In fact, there was already some problems in Cyprus, realizes. Now he's in another foreign land. He comes back, but he all there, Paul's now got no one there to help him. So, second apostolic, Barnabas and Paul said, let's go back where we've been, on from there. And Barnabas said, let's mark with us. And Paul said, oh no, not doing it. He would do it. Such a Barnabas Mark and goes back into Cyprus, starts there. Paul takes Silas on to other places. Paul and Barnabas. Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Paul said, Mark with me. Started out bad, ended good. Keep that in mind for right now. But I have you in 1 Peter chapter 5, that same Mark, verse Church that is at Babylon, reflect together with you. Tells you that Peter is in Babylon, and he's sending better Jews that are out around the Asia area. And he says, the church that is in Babylon, elect together about it, captive to Babylon. Even those have returned, not all the Jews, and all the way to the New Testament. There is Babylon. And so he says, elect together with you, salute you, and so doth Marcus, my son, Mark, Paul, as profitable. The last time you read about him, he's talking about traveling. He's all the way into Babylon. He's with Peter. And what's interesting about that, that's Mark who not only wrote the book of Mark, but he is of the kingdom saints, and that he is profitable not only to the Apostle Paul, but Peter calls him son. Talk about his son in the talks about son in the. And if you ever study the book of Mark, one of the every commentary has about Mark almost written as if he's writing. And why? Peter, where Mark was just a young man during the early ministry of Christ, young man. Beginning of the book of Acts, and got this invitation, inspired it, but Peter is there about events and place. So this is Mark who wrote the book of Mark. So we learn about him. Now the next person, the book of Philemon, is Aristarchus. Verse 24. Marcus Aristarchus. Stop there. He's also one of those that were part of the circumcision believers read about in chapter 4 there. Called a fellow laborer here, Apostle Paul, and over there in Colossians, got him mentioned. He is, verse 10, Aristarchus, my fellow saluted. Marcus. And then when you get down to verse 11, only are my fellow workers. Aristarchus, called a fellow worker, called a fellow laborer, also a fellow prisoner. That's amazing that he's also ended up in prison. We might be able to trace how he ended up in prison if I show you some verses that those three said about this particular person. Find me. A riot broke out. Paul had ministered about 3 years there at Ephesus, and then there was a great, people were making money off of idols, started the people having a riot because they worshiped Anna rather than Christ. So a riot breaks up when the broke out, and when the riot broke out, look at verse 29. It says, and the whole city was filled with confusion, having caught an Aristarchus of Macedonia. Paul's companions travel, they rushed with one accord into the city. Now, it doesn't ever say what they did with these guys. The mob grabs them and drags them into the theater. Paul was about to go in the theater, and everyone said, Paul, don't go in there, don't go in there. And finally, the chamberlain of the city pulls the people break up. He did that because Rome hears there's a riot in Ephesus and the army. So, solved there. That's the first time you read about him. There with the Apostle Paul during that riot that took place in Ephesus. But then he travels with Paul. Look at chapter 20 and verse 4. There and there accompanied. Now, Paul in chapter 20, reflection from the child believer, four saints at Jerusalem. And it says in verse 4, there accompanied him into Asia, Sopater of Berea, and of the Thessalonians, Aristarchus and Santuas, Caius of Derbe and Timotheus, and of Asia. So now we know that not only is he of Macedonia, that's the country, we know that Aristarchus is the city of Thessalonica. and that he has now been picked to take the poor contributions collected for the poor saints of Jerusalem. You don't understand why that his program, they were told to sell their how God changed the program. Styles of collection for saints. Because God is not them in right now, he's postponed it. Postponed 2,000 years. Now they're taking that collection. Aristarchus is representing Thessalonica and taking that. Now he also shows up in chapter 27. Verse 1. And when it was determined that he should sail into Italy, now Paul and Luke, Paul is under arrest. Oh, that in mind. And when it was determined that we should in Italy, they delivered Paul and other prisoners unto one of Augustus, and entering the ship of Adam, launched sail by the coast of one Aristarchus, a Macedonian, with us. Why is he there? Well, I don't know if that relates to verse 1 where it says, and certain other prisoners with him, but we read in Colossians that he's a fellow prisoner. So was he actually being sent to Rome as a prisoner along with Paul? Might have been, because he ends up being a prisoner in Rome, but at the same time, he is there when the Apostle Paul is in Rome as a prisoner. And so that's the last time mentioned. Paul's a prisoner. Epaphras is a prisoner. Aristarchus is a prisoner. A lot of prisoners going to jail there in Rome, aren't they? So I looked on the internet just before. This is short. Apostle Paul's resume. It says, I would like to apply for a pastoral vacancy to advertise. I have many qualifications that I think you appreciate. I'm a good organizer and have been a leader in most places I've gone. I've been able to preach with power, though many people say I am not terribly eloquent. I've done some writing, but some people have found my writing hard to understand. I'm first to admit my handwriting is legible. I'm over 50 years old. I have never preached in one place more than 3 years at a time, and most of the churches served have been small. Some places, my ministry has led to riots, disturbances, and I've been jailed on several occasions, unjustly, of course. My health is not good, but I get quite a bit done and have a good work ethic. I generally work well with people, but I've been known to knock heads with colleagues and have found that some people I simply can't work with. I'm pretty good with names, but I've known to forget yet who I baptized. I don't know how, I don't have a permanent address, but I'll do my best to keep in touch. So all these prisoners, I thought, well, that's their resume. So next person we're talking about now, Book of Philemon, 24, we've already talked about Marcus, and the next called there and included in the four people talked about in verse 4 that Paul says, fellow laborers. This in Rome with Apostle Paul included with those that are called fellow laborers. I don't know. Colossians chapter 4, verses 7, 14. Apostle Paul's thing I want you to notice starts out in verse 7. Last person, 14, says, last person. So let's back up to the beginning. 7. All my declare unto you, who is a loved brother, fellow minister, and fellow servant. Paul has a lot to say. Fellow prisoner. Here's the one called fellow servant. But he's a beloved brother and fellow servant. So that's what Paul says. Onesimus, the book of Philippians, is all about Onesimus, prisoner that's now being sent back. Might have been. In fact, Philemon, runaway slave, now he's being sent back, but now he's a believer. Sent back to Philemon, that's what the book is all about. So verse 9 says, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother. So when Paul mentions Onesimus, he calls him a faithful, beloved brother. Get down to verse 10, he starts mentioning he's got Aristarchus studied. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluted you. All the different things he says about Aristarchus. So, but he calls him immediately a fellow prisoner. When you read about Marcus there in the middle of verse 10, it says, and Marcus, notice what it says, son to Barnabas, touching whom commandments, if he come, touching whom commandments. If he come to you. So when he mentions Marcus, he shows his relationship. I believe Marcus is Paul's name. Definitely Barnabas. I understand why Barnabas is Marcus. But Paul at that one point didn't want to take Mark. And so that he called. So when it comes to Marcus, when you get down to verse 11, that Justin says, and Jesus called Justin, who are of the circumcision, only are my fellow workers. So it's labeled with Aristarchus, Marcus, Justus, they're all fellow workers with the Apostle Paul, and they're of the circumcision. Get down to verse 12, where we started. Epaphras, who is one of you, servant of Christ, saluteth you. Epaphras, servant of Christ, and Lord. About them. Get down to verse 14. It says, Luke, the beloved physician. So when he says Luke, beloved physician. Paul with some kind of hand, Luke with him, and he calls him a beloved physician. Love for the Apostle Paul. Paul has a lot of love for him. And then the last thing, last part of verse 14, Marcus. Just says Demas reminds me of Huzz and Buzz. Just mentioned. That's all I just mentioned. Enough. I was reading this letter, and I was telling you wonderful things about a whole bunch of. How come you didn't say anything about me? Might be all black. Start in verse 6. Paul says, I have not read the offer. Time of my departure. What a good fight. I finished my course. I've kept the faith. Fourth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Lord, the righteousness that day. And not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Thy diligence, come shortly unto me. For having loved the present world and is departed from Thessalonians, present. Titus, tell me. Demas, the others might be dispatched to those places. Demas, Paul says. Paul said he. It's like, about Mark. Look at verse 11. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, profitable to me. Mark first left Paul at the beginning of Paul's ministry. Left Paul. And when he says he has forsaken me, I says has like Mark, not how you Mark's in better shape. Judgment of Christ. We've already talked about Lord's. And then the other thing that it says about having love. Guys are with the Apostle Paul in prison in Rome, that they're volunteers, not a prisoner. They're just on time to buy a life. I could see him. Paul took it personally twice. Paul took it pretty personal. No, how long would you have sat with Paul? I don't want to do too much protecting here, but those things go through my mind. But he departed in Thessalonica. What Thessalonica? Problem. But looking, and Paul's talking about him, henceforth there's a crown of righteousness. Sight of your hope. So that those statements about me, you know, that talks about his life. Now the last Philemon, Luke. Now in Philippians, in Philemon called Lucas. Colossians called Luke, and sometimes Timotheus, Timothy. So you have those different names. To me, I read it. My name's Thomas. So, you know, way of doing that. It's actually the same word. Look at Luke. Word, same word. One place translated Luke, another place this. So my point is it the same person? One just a little bit more formal, and he included it in the book of as one of those fellow laborers with Apostle Paul. We already saw second Colossians that he is the beloved physician. I say beloved physician, we're here in the beloved physician, Apostle Paul, all the way. Luke is loyal. The Apostle Paul. Now, same Luke wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. And you don't really know where he's at in the book of Acts across his name. Let me just tell you. Acts chapter 6. To be important, back. The introduction will tell you that Luke is the writer. Verse chapter 6, 8 says, they passing by Mizza, Moab, and a vision appeared to the Apostle Paul at night. There was a young man of Macedonia, and he prayed, saying, come over unto Macedonia, help us. And after he had seen the vision, he endeavored to go into Macedonia. Assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Verse 8, they passing through Mizza came to Troas, and then we left Troas. Luke, the Apostle Paul, right? Luke apparently lived at Troas. And when Paul came through, he met the Apostle Paul in his travels. And if we go through the book of Acts, Paul eventually is imprisoned there at Philippi. Luke is there. He's not in prison with Silas. But he is with the Apostle Paul during all that time. There in Acts chapter 20. Of course, he goes to Jerusalem with the Apostle Paul and can find those like in Acts chapter 21. And then in chapter 27, Paul, we've already read in verse 1. There. Rome, Luke is now traveling with the Apostle Paul. Paul's a prisoner. With him all the way to Rome. Look at Acts chapter 20. Luke never identifies himself. He just find it by looking at the word. So in verse 16 it says, and when Rome delivered prisoners, captain of the guard, Paul suffered well by himself with a soldier. Ultimately, bonds. The we came to Rome. Paul, Luke is with Paul. Left Troas, or might have been, wasn't with Paul, but he joins up with Paul again. There at Jerusalem, things took place there. Travels with Paul. Paul's been in jail at Jerusalem, Caesarea. Luke is around somewhere. Ship to Rome. Luke is there. When he arrives at Rome, Luke is there. And at the end of Paul's life, Luke. So, Luke. Beloved. So we've read about all these fellow Apostle Paul men. Important. And said about certain. So my writing. bit of practice. Awesome. Yeah. Very. Trust. Right. By his redemption. Right. What you have to do. God saved you. Say that. God and our Father, we do thank you. Thank you for the challenge you bring. Lord, I can't help but thinking about Demas. How long would I have stayed? What would I have done? Father, we realize make mistakes. Beginning. Where are we at the end? Father, we pray we'll serve your wherever we are, wherever we go, in any way we can, to do your will, stand perfect. Pray that for all. Thank you.